This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby Tuesday at the White House said a ceasefire at this time would only benefit Hamas, which kidnapped and killed Israeli civilians on October 7th.
Ahead of an expected ground assault into Gaza by Israeli forces, Kirby reiterated a stark prediction of further civilian casualties.
This is war. It is combat. It is bloody. It is ugly. And it's going to be messy. And innocent civilians are going to be hurt going forward. I wish I could tell you something different. I wish that that wasn't going to happen.
There are concerns worldwide about the hostilities widening. U.S. officials on Tuesday confirmed there have been about a dozen attacks on American forces in Iraq and Syria during the past week. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned of a possible long war against Hamas, saying Hamas must be destroyed, and speaking following a meeting with France's President Emmanuel Macron.
Hamas is responsible for civilian casualties, but we will do every effort to avoid them to fight this war as speedily and as rapidly as we can, but it could be a long war.
Israel is escalating its bombardment of targets in the Gaza Strip ahead of an expected ground invasion. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres pleaded on Tuesday for civilians to be protected in the war.
It is important to also recognize the attacks by Hamas did not happen in a vacuum. The Palestinian people have been subjected to 56 years of suffocating occupation.
More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Republicans have chosen Representative Mike Johnson of Louisiana as their latest nominee for House Speaker, and this comes hours after another Republican nominee, Representative Tom Emmer, abruptly withdrew his bid and nomination despite opposition from Donald Trump. Johnson is the fourth candidate Republicans have now nominated to replace Kevin McCarthy, who was ousted 3 weeks ago. Republicans in desperate to end the chaos and get back to work. Johnson had been the second place vote getter in a morning round of voting. Concerns about forced labor in China lead some U.S. lawmakers to call for bans on some Chinese imports.
Some U.S. lawmakers are demanding that seafood processed in two Chinese provinces be banned from entering the U.S. market because of concerns about rights abuses. They also say Chinese facilities using forced labor should be banned from doing business with American companies. The request, sent by the Congressional Executive Commission on China to the Department of Homeland Security on Tuesday, marks another effort by lawmakers to restrict imports of Chinese goods on the grounds of rights abuse. It's likely to irk Beijing at a time of tensions over trade and other issues. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
China said the United States is the biggest disruptor of regional peace and stability in the world, and a scathing response to a Pentagon report on China's growing military buildup. The annual report that is requested by Congress is one way the Pentagon measures the military capabilities of China, which the U.S. government sees as its key threat in the Asia-Pacific and American primary long-term security challenge. The statement China's Ministry of Defense issued in response early Wednesday morning called the Pentagon report findings false and used it in turn to hit back at the U.S.'s recent actions in helping Israel and Ukraine, as well as building up military installations worldwide. Recapping our top story, well, one of our top stories, South Korean officials say four suspected North Korean defections were found in a small wooden boat near the two Koreas' south border. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.